The Mark Montgomery Show is sponsored by California Small Business Coalition on Money 105.5.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
Foreseen circumstances, we are now completely broke.
When you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
A higher calling, like making money?
Is there any higher?
Money for the dollar bill.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American small business owner, here is Mark Montgomery.
Welcome to the second hour. I'm Mark Montgomery, and you are listening to Small Biz Talk Radio, coming at you live and local on Money 105.5 FM, the Wall Street Business Network. You can reach the show by dialing 1-866-576-1055, email and pod, well, email. Let me get to that first. During the show, I do monitor the emails throughout. You can email me at mark@smallbiztalkradio.com. For live streaming and podcasts, go to smallbiztalkradio.com. We're in session on our Small Biz Roundtable. We have Kim Silvers from Silvers HR and Jennifer Dan. Is it Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dan. I've been pronouncing that correctly. Director of Client Services for Sill & Associates. And if you're like me, we'll tell you what Sill & Associates do when we get to Jennifer here. We're going to first go to Kim. Kim, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark.
And I know you've been on the show before, and we were talking human resources and important subject. And we got into some really good stuff, you know, last time on the program.
We did. I had a great time. And, you know, I think that just letting employers know out there just the challenges and that there is some backup support in weaving through the maze of employment laws in the state is helpful for them. So I appreciate your letting me come on again.
Well, of course, it's just really easy to get through all of this, right? You know, out there with small businesses in the state of California, I mean, you know, there's really no surprises or anything out there you might run into. Of course, I'm joking about that. There's all kinds of surprises and little bombs, you know, out there if you're not careful.
It's actually frightening, and I was telling somebody recently that this is probably one of the few states in the union where I could make a very nice full-time living being an HR consultant to small business. In most states, it's a piece of cake, and most of the federal laws apply. In California, it really is its own entity and is a big challenge that in many cases makes or breaks employers on how well they do financially as well as just getting through the day.
Well, and of course, most small businesses, mine being an example of that, I can't afford having my own HR person, you know, sitting there in the office handling all the issues and problems so that I don't have to worry about anything. Most small businesses like mine should worry about things. Things come back to bite you constantly that could have been handled by a knowledgeable person understanding, you know, HR. And that's what you try to protect small businesses on that. Is that right?
We absolutely do. And what we typically do is, you know, once you get to about 5 employees, certainly at 10 employees, you start to need some additional backup on just making sure that you follow the employment laws generally. Mm-hmm. There are some big ones that are really, really onerous for employers. And I find that many of our clients come to us typically at about 10 employees and say, I don't know how to manage these wage and hour laws. My employees seem to know more than I do, or at least they're telling me they do. And, you know, we see some really awful stories of employers who have been challenged with an employee or typically an ex-employee going to the labor commissioner, going to the Department of Fair Employment and Housing, going to EDD or workers' comp and filing a claim afterwards, and they are totally surprised.
Well, and that's so often how it happens. You have a disgruntled employee, you've let somebody go, or, you know, you've got something happening within your organization you may not even be aware of, and it could be even something that, you know, would not even come back to bite you if you had handled it up front. But so often these things get out of control, and all of a sudden they've got an attorney, and or they, like you say, they go to EDD or they go somewhere, and now you've got the state, you know, on your case. And something, if they would have spoken to someone like yourself, it would have been handled. They would have known how to handle it. And in many cases, what they should have done is, if you have an employee sitting in front of you and you're kind of going back and forth and something's going on, you may want to put a stop to that conversation right then and there and say, even something like I used to do, is, hey, let me think about this. I need to think this over and put the pieces together. And that's when they should be calling you.
Yes. And,
and actually even maybe having you on retainer before that.
Well, and you know, I think most employers want to do the right thing by their employees. It's not an issue of they're doing that right. with some malintent, but it really does become an issue when the employee or the ex-employee leaves the company and they say, hey, you know, I didn't get my meal breaks, or I didn't get paid overtime correctly. And when that goes to the labor commissioner, eventually that employer could pay up to 3 years of back pay and fines and penalties. And if the if labor commissioner can prove that it was intentional, they can go back to a fourth year. So that's when it becomes a real issue. Mm-hmm. And then the labor commissioner can then start looking at not just that employee, but they'll say, well, let's look at other employees. And perhaps you didn't do it for them. So, you know, just being proactive on those and just knowing the basics of the law really is helpful.
Well, it's kind of like IRS coming in to do an audit, you know, or something. Once you get into that, they come in and say, well, we're just going to take a look at this year. And then pretty soon it says, well, maybe we need to take a look at that year. And, oh, by the way, maybe we need to look at your personal accounting, you know, here. I mean, it just seems to migrate into other areas, you know, on that. So, and it could have been nipped right up front. So that's why somebody like yourself is so important, you know, out there. And the person to call, get somebody that knows what they're doing, you know, on it, because you're absolutely right. The employee at that point might and probably does know more than you know about it because they've researched it, either that or they may not be reading the so-called law correctly either, but you don't know whether it's right or wrong, you know, as an employer.
Yes, and I find many of those employees have a brother-in-law who's an attorney, not necessarily an employment attorney.
But I have a few of them in my family, matter of fact.
So there's always some relative in the background who'll give free legal advice, and, you know, it does become pretty intimidating. Now, we are not employment attorneys. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this work for 30 years. We've been in business for over 10, so, you know, we're quite familiar with, you know, the role and the rigmarole sometimes that employees will go through on those issues. But, you know, our intention is not to help employers once they're in trouble. That's typically when you need an attorney, but to help them shore up and make sure that they're ready proactively and they're treating employees fairly and within the bounds of the law.
Right. Totally agree. I'm going to go to Jennifer Dan. She's Director of Client Services for Sill & Associates. And welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you.
One of the interesting things was when I've been reading this, matter of fact, that, you know, Jennifer Dan will be here, Director of Client Services for Sill & Associates. And the first question I had when you came in here is, what do you do?
So who is Sill & Associates?
Exactly.
Okay.
So explain.
Well, what's funny is Sill & Associates has been in business probably three buildings down for the past 17 years. We do debt resolution. And I always preface to say debt resolution that we are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. We have been here for a long time. And I feel that we are the only safe, ethical debt resolution company that I know of. When all of the laws and such came down in the past 5 years for companies that do what we do, they were clamping down on them. We didn't have to change anything that we are doing presently because we're already doing everything that they
right.
suggested that our genre of business do. But in this market, there are so many people in trouble. And my goal and my job is to spread the word that there is a safe place, that you don't have to Google on the internet and pick the first person that you see that's right. in Texas or Pennsylvania or wherever else they are, that you can stay right here in the Sacramento area and actually have a good experience and get yourself out of debt and on a more stable footing.
Jennifer, what is debt resolution? In other words, what is a typical type of person that comes to you? What's the situation they find themselves in to need your services?
The clients that we have, it's really sad. They come in and they're embarrassed, thinking that I'm going to think that they went out and frivolously charged up their credit cards, which is not the case. Most of the time in this market, it was a two-income family that was doing well, maybe a contractor, owned his own construction firm or whatever, and tried to keep their business above water over a number of years to keep their employees, but the business never came back. Mm-hmm. So the credit card debt that's there doesn't go down. The income goes down significantly. Maybe it turns into a one income family and the credit card debt is there. So everybody has a different story, but what we do is you come in with that chunk of debt, your income is way less than it should be, you're still trying to pay those credit cards, you're going to be paying on them forever because you can only afford the minimum payments. And what we do is we negotiate with the credit card companies, and our average, and I always preface, average overall in the past 17 years has been about a 50% savings on the credit card debt. We handle unsecured credit card debt. So doctor's bills, credit cards, remaining residuals when a car is repossessed and the bank comes with the remaining amount that's owed. Anything that's unsecured, we can help people with. And we've been doing it for so long. We've got a lot of people up in the higher levels of the credit card companies that know us, that work with us very well.
Mm-hmm. So I would imagine, because you just happened to mention it, you're probably getting quite a few small business owners that are coming in trying to make this work this out.
Doctors, dentists, business owners. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. I had a contractor that I met with a couple months ago. He had 45 employees, was just going gangbusters for years. By the time I saw him, he had used his credit cards to keep his employees employed over the 2-3 year period, thinking that the market was going to change and that things were going to come back, and they never did. Mm-hmm. Now it's him and his wife and $250,000 worth of credit card bills.
Jeez. Jennifer, we'll come back to that. I still want to pursue that. I'm Mark Montgomery. You're listening to Small Biz Talk Radio along with Kim Silvers from Silvers HR and Jennifer Dan, Director of Client Services for Sill & Associates on the Small Biz Roundtable Thursday. We'll be right back after the break.
John, this is really cool. Out here hunting with you in the dark. Remember the last time we were in the dark? You were checking your propane tank in your backyard, and I told you about Camp's propane and their smart system.
Yeah, I remember. You were sure right. Not only did I get the smart system, but I save a ton on my propane bill.
Hey, man, I'm proud of you. Most people just don't know about Camp's propane.
Well, I got the smart system, and at work, well, we were using some podunk company and getting robbed for years. So I told my boss about Camp's. He bought it. He now uses Camp's and the smart system and thinks I'm a genius.
Dude, I'm just happy to help.
Camp's propane and the smart system. It lets you and Camp's know when it's getting low. They come and fill it up. Plus, you get 5 cents a gallon off the normal price, and the service is free. Camp's propane. That's Camp's with a K. Sacramento and El Dorado counties and most of the valley. Call 800-334-4024. 800-334-4024. CampsPropane.com. That's Camp's, K-A-M-P-S.
That's the way it is. They can't hide from us. We hunt them down and kill them, and they don't come back. Guaranteed. That's what we do.
Ants in your cupboards and countertops. Or worse, roaches. How about earwigs and black widows in your garage or porch? Rat droppings under your sink. They're here, even if you don't see them yet. Protect your home. Call Bell Pest Control, the guaranteed leaders. You'll be happy you did.
Find us at bellpest.com. Okay, team, let's roll.
When it comes to insurance protection for yourself and your family and your business, you want straight talk and direct answers to your questions and concerns. Hi, I'm Tom Bone of ISU Insurance Services and host of Insurance Matters on the Mark Montgomery Show. Listen every Tuesday morning as we simplify complex insurance issues on Money 105.5 FM. Call me at 265-3837. That's 265-3837 for all your insurance matters, because insurance matters, and online at insurancematters.com. Biz.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Mark Montgomery. You're listening to Small Biz Talk Radio, and of course, it is Small Biz Roundtable Thursday. And we have Kim Silvers, Silvers HR, and Jennifer Dan, Director of Client Services for Sill & Associates. So I'm going to go back to Jennifer. And by the way, you can call the show at 1-866-576-1055, or you can email me during the show, mark@smallbiztalkradio.com. So, Jennifer, I want to come back to you, because we were talking about what small businesses really got hit with, you know, here. And you were speaking about some clients that came into your business. And, you know, and again, it gets right back to maybe they had two incomes and, you know, and then one loses a job or, worst scenario, both.
Both.
But so many times in small business, both work in the business. So when the business goes down, they're both hit. The whole thing is hit hard. And I had personal experience. I think most small businesses have. And a good example of what happens, my business is still functioning, but we're off 65% or more. But what happened was the banks early on cut credit lines.
Yep.
And you get a perfect credit. And now, of course, once they do that kind of thing, it hurts your FICO score. So now maybe you want to go out, you want to do something, you can't. So small business, and most people don't even talk about these issues, they don't understand these issues, got hit really hard.
And
people wonder why small business just kind of hunkered down and why small business isn't hiring and so on. There are huge reasons for it. And it was beyond their control. This had nothing to do with small business folks making bad decisions.
No.
Matter of fact, most of them are making the perfectly logical decisions. Only to kind of get blindsided,
yep.
You know, with this whole thing.
Yes, yes. It's interesting because doing what we've been doing for so long, a lot of the companies that are out there, I consider them the bad companies, have come into play within the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they came into it right when they knew they could make a lot of money.
Right.
We were doing it back when everybody was doing great, when the flood of business was coming in and all that. So back then, though, you didn't see very many small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
The businesses were flourishing. They were doing well. What we're finding now is that we're getting dentists. We have so many dentists. People aren't using dentists the way they used to, because they have to pay their house payment or their car payment before they can take their child to get the teeth cleaned. So they're only using it for major dental.
Right.
So a lot of dentists are hurting. So,
well, and they lost their dental insurance in many cases.
That's so true. Long. That's true, because they don't have the job anymore that carried the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic surgeons. 5 years ago, everybody was, you know, getting things done because the money was just coming in like crazy. Well, people aren't doing that as much. Anything that's extra, that's not something that's a necessity, has really dropped off, and those business owners are being affected by that. So we're seeing the upper echelons, upper income brackets, now way more in our office than we did before.
Well, and they're seeing that, for example, in short sales, foreclosures, everything. And it started off hitting the folks that maybe got into homes that really shouldn't have gotten into homes. And people that maybe did overextend their credit cards. But now it's gone up.
It's everybody.
Because somebody, and you're absolutely right in mentioning that small businesses kind of many times wait to the last minute to try and resolve things. And the reason is because, well, most small business owners are very
optimistic.
They think positively on, you know, everything. I'll work my way out of it. And yeah, business is down, or I got more bills. Well, I'll just have to sell more. Problem is, selling more doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
The market, you know, isn't there. So they got nailed on that. And we were also talking, and we'll be coming up on another break here pretty quick. But you know, Kim, and you're doing HR, you know, business and so on. You've got to see a lot of this too. That a lot of the issues are coming about too because, well, employees could be laid off. Now they're a little disgruntled on something, or they've been cut back, and that poses problems for the small business owner. And in some of these cases, maybe if they were thinking they were going to have to cut back, they were going to have to maybe cut back even the business hours or cut back on marketing, you know, personnel or whatever it may be. That's the time they should be, or prior to that time, they should be in touch with somebody like you to help walk through what the potential issues are. You know, with this whole thing. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, in fact, the numbers are that there are more discrimination charges filed with the EEOC and the Department of Fair Employment and Housing in the last 3 years, year on year, than there ever have been. There are obviously more unemployment claims ever filed. There are more workers' compensation claims filed. I mean, that people have to make money some way, so they go file claims if they're not working. I see it happen.
The survival instinct kicks in.
Exactly.
And, you know, we think, oh, no, you know, these are really good employees that never do that. Hey, when survival instinct kicks in, hey, the door's open, you know, on that. And people do things they would never imagine. They themselves would never imagine themselves, you know, doing. I'm Mark Montgomery, Small Biz Talk Radio, in session on the Small Biz Roundtable Thursday. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. I'm Mark Montgomery. You're listening to Small Biz Talk Radio, coming at you live and local on Money 105.5 FM, the Wall Street Business Network. 1-866-576-1055. Email mark at smallbiz.talkradio.com for live streaming and podcast. Go to smallbiztalkradio.com. We're in session on our Thursday Small Biz Roundtable with Kim Silvers from Silvers HR and Jennifer Dan, Director Client Service for Sill & Associates, which is debt resolution. I'm going to get that out there. So, Kim, I want to come back to you, you know, on this. And in talking with Jennifer, we're seeing, and boy, do I well know, the plight of the small business owner out there. And, you know, all the publicity that you read in the newspaper about small businesses being hit, and you don't really see it that much anymore. It's serious. It's serious, you know, out there. And you just gave a statistic, too, that that it's, there are more claims for certain things in the last, what, 3 years or something?
Yes, yeah.
Explain what you were talking about.
Well, you know, the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on the federal level, keeps track of all the discrimination charges, harassment charges they receive. And employees and applicants can file charges against employers at no cost and ask the EEOC to review that. And then the California version of that agency is called the Department of Fair Employment and Housing. And every year they release the information on how many discrimination charges totally, how many were for race, for disability, whatever. And typically in the past, race has been at the top of the list in terms of the most number of charges. Then it moved to disability. Then it moved to national origin a couple of years ago. In the last year, it's been for retaliation. So if I raise a claim with my employer, and for some reason, whether they ever find that there's any actual discrimination happen or not, but I feel like I've been retaliated against by that employer because of filing that claim, mm-hmm. then I can file another claim. And those are typically liquidated damages or double damages. So now that is the number one category that claims are raised in. And I just find, you know, as employers have to lay people off, that they need to be very careful about the criteria that they use for laying people off. They need to be very careful about decisions on who's promoted, who's demoted, who gets pay increases. All of that is just fuel for discrimination charges.
It has really gotten technical, you know, on all of this stuff. And, you know, one of the things we were talking about, too, I think it was at the break, is that, you know, when people get into that survival instinct, we forget what that's really all about. And your best friend could sue you because of that survival instinct. And over the years in real estate, I've seen it happen. The most honest people, good friends, that all of a sudden they're in a panic. They can't meet their utility bills. They may be going into foreclosure. They can't pay their rent. Survival mode kicks in. I have to be able to feed my kids. I have to be able to get to work, you know, over here. Or maybe they're losing their job in survival. And all of a sudden, they start kind of bending the rules a little bit, almost unbeknownst to themselves. It's almost a subconscious, you know, type of thing. And then all of a sudden, they get laid off. It actually happens. Now they're worried about income coming in, and that's when you get back into the retaliation, you know, type of thing, too. They may have been a perfectly good employee, and all of a sudden you find out now you're getting sued. And a question I would have on that, Kim, too, is that when someone is sued, you know, on something like that, what is kind of a typical settlement, you know, on that? How is that figured? What kind of cost is a small business owner looking at?
Well, the classic answer, it depends. Mm-hmm. Many of those are settled out of court, and the settlements are private. And so, you know, an employer could settle for, let's say, $5,000. Mm-hmm. If they need an attorney in that, in many cases, the attorney's fees are as much and sometimes more than the actual settlement.
And that is normal.
Yes.
Yeah.
and then, you know, if you get into sexual harassment claims, you get into unlawful termination claims, then you're talking six figures in many cases, well, not many, in some cases, millions of dollars if it really runs up. So, you know, it does just depend.
And the problem with that is that you may be perfectly innocent. And the key is you're fighting a case, you're putting out the money, you may win the case, but you just spent maybe tens of thousands of dollars on attorneys, you know, fees on that.
Yes, and I see, Mark, so often employers are fighting for the principal. By God, I'm going to fight this regardless of how much money it costs me. And then, you know, they get the first three attorney's bills and say, you know, maybe I just need to walk away.
So much for my principles.
Yes.
So I got to make a settlement, you know, on that. We're in session on our Small Biz Roundtable, right along with Kim Silvers from Silvers HR and Jennifer Dan, Director, Client Services for Sill & Associates Debt Resolution. I'm Mark Montgomery, Small Biz Talk Radio. Welcome back. I'm Mark Montgomery, Small Biz Talk Radio. We are coming at you live and local, 1-866-576-1055. We're in session on the Small Biz Roundtable, folks, with Kim Silvers, Silvers HR, and Jennifer Dan, Director, Client Services for Sill & Associates Debt Resolution. I want to come back to Kim, with Kim Silvers, with Silvers HR. And what does it take, you know, Kim, someone needs your help. So what are the first steps? I don't give you a call, you know, of course, but also probably to recognize there is a potential problem here, or just retain you over, you know, just as the person, the go-to person with their employees if any issue comes up. So are there different levels of this or something?
Yes, and certainly we work primarily with small employers, typically between 10 and 150, 200 employees who don't need a full-time HR department, or their HR specialist needs some backup support in terms of special skills. And we would prefer the employer call us on a proactive basis and say, you know, I want to take it up a notch. I want to make sure that I have things in place, or at least the primary things that I'm most vulnerable for being sued. And we'll go in and do a setup arrangement with them and make sure that, you know, their wage and hour compliance is in order, that that their managers are being trained, you know, that their files are done, the basic things. And then we typically just have clients who receive unlimited phone calls and emails to us. We really want them to call us proactively.
Right.
And then typically they'll get usually up to 5 hours a quarter of consulting time. So that might be revising their employee handbook. That might be doing management training, helping them write a compensation plan. You know, there's a new law that goes into effect January of 13 that requires anyone who has a commission plan have that in a written contract. And so we'll be helping employers write those commission plans. We always recommend that employers have any special bonus plans or incentive plans in writing anyway. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we'll help them with any of that information. We have an online HR library where they can get hundreds of different documents available to them, and they can customize those. We do public training classes as well as on-site management training classes. So we're really the backup HR support for them.
Okay. And a question that just came to mind when you were talking about this is that are policy manuals something that's still good to have? I've heard both sides of this, or not.
I think an employee handbook is absolutely essential once you get to about five employees.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. One, there are some policies that you have to put in writing to employees. For example, an anti-harassment policy, the pregnancy disability leave that's required in California. If you have 50 or more employees, the Family Medical Leave Act policy needs to be in writing. And there are some other policies that employers just need to have in order to be consistent in their message to employees. And I find that, you know, if you don't have things like at-will statements written in that handbook at least three or four times, that it's very difficult to use at-will employment unless you've put it in writing. Mm-hmm. So we really recommend that they have something.
Now, is that something you can help them with? Is there kind of, for example, maybe a kind of a standard handbook in essence with the laws and stuff, but then maybe for that particular company you can plug in certain things? Is there kind of a way of doing that? It's
yes.
Not super expensive to totally build a whole new manual.
Exactly, yes. We have an employee handbook template that's been legally reviewed, and then we customize that for each employer. You know, there are 17 wage orders in California. There are, you know, thousands of different SIC codes, and so we'll customize that for their particular industry or their particular business and culture.
Okay, that's good to know, because so many employers, including me, I'm saying, man, I don't have the time to write this whole manual up, and I wouldn't know where to begin, you know, on that. So this is something that a person can easily do working through somebody like yourself. And
yes.
So on. And then, so you have the standard, much like the boilerplate stuff, and then you can customize it per that business. So,
exactly.
No, that's a good way to go. Jennifer, I want to come back to you. And okay. So do you have your policy manual? I'm just kidding.
No, actually. I might need to talk to you after the show.
There you go. Most don't. You know, most, and that's the reason I actually brought it up, is because I know all kinds of small business owners, and they've never even thought about that. They just think, well, I'm too small. You know, kind of, to me, in this state, the state of California, there is no such thing as being too small. They'll get you one way or the other. And, you know, being prepared is the best way to go about this. And at least know someone that you can call. And that's where Kim comes in. That's, you know, I think it's a great service. Most people don't even think about HR, and they think, I can't afford an HR department. You don't have to. Mm-mm. You can just basically have a company on the side over here that you retain, you know, in essence, to answer those questions. Can save you, could save your business, you know, is what it boils down to. So, you know, at the break, we were talking a little bit too, Jennifer, on this debt resolution thing, and I was likening that a little bit. You know, you've got one of these good companies that you've been in business for, what did you say, 17 years?
Yeah,
like
we're
that.
Guppies swimming in a pool of sharks. Yeah.
And I was relating, you know, my son and stuff had gotten into some of this years ago, and there are a lot of sharks out there.
There are.
And there used to be, you know, upfront fees and all kinds of stuff. You can't do that anymore. And I likened it to the bubble, you know, that burst, you know, and all these homes, they want modifications on the loans and so on. And you had, initially, you had all these people's, you know, all these sharks jumping into the water and saying, hey, pay me $5,000 or $10,000 and I'll get that modification
you
for you. And of course
anything.
You never got it.
No.
And even the banks were playing along with this scam. I mean, they kind of suck you in on a modification, and you just have to really be aware of all the scams that are out there, and especially anybody asking you for upfront money. That many times is the sign right there.
Right.
Because there are laws now against that, even in the modification on mortgages and so on. And, of course, in debt resolution, you were telling me.
Yes. We offer a free one-hour consultation. And we meet our people face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that really differentiates us from them. Mm-hmm. You're talking to someone in another state. You never talk to the same person twice. And you think things are being taken care of, and they really aren't. So our model is 100% different than theirs. We allow people to come in for that 1 hour, talk with us. We lay everything out on the table. There's nothing hidden. And you either choose that you would like to go forward with us or you walk away. There's no obligation whatsoever. And we also finance our fees over a 36-month period, and we don't even charge interest. So we do things way different.
So you know what that fee is going to be
right up front.
And you know that you can charge it. You can basically charge over a 3-year period of time.
Yep.
And now, what exactly do you do in debt resolution? I mean, that's probably a loaded question here in a sense, but it could take another hour probably to talk about. Or,
well, for instance, we take, let's say you have a Bank of America card that's got a $20,000 amount owed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bank of America is one of the ones that jacked everybody's interest rates up, and even though they had great credit not too long ago. And
yeah, I'm
really
familiar with that.
Yeah, me too. Really hurt people. We can take that Bank of America card and negotiate with the collector. If it's in collections, Bank of America will sometimes sell it, or they'll have a collection company working for them to collect on that debt. We've gotten them as far down as 20%. We've gotten some at 75%. It's a real average.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, we do not pay the creditor for the client. And that's one of the things that people need to be careful about there, what they call there's an account that they set up, an escrow account. Those are bad.
That's what my son got.
Those are very, very bad, okay? Mm-hmm. We don't do that. These people that are coming to us aren't stupid. They can pay their own payment. Mm-hmm. So we'll negotiate the settlement. We'll get it in writing before the money is even sent. And then we'll negotiate payments or however they want to do it. But we've got it down to a science. And since we've only had two actual complaints on the Better Business Bureau, and they were completely taken care of.
And that's over all these
in
years.
In 17 years. Yeah. I think we're doing quite well.
You know, you're absolutely right. If I remember right, my son got involved where he had to pay money into their account.
They upfront them. Yeah.
Well, and only to find out they didn't pay.
No. And then they get sued. Bills.
And so then it turned around, and these companies started coming back after him like 8 months, a year down the line. He had upfront fees. He was sending their money into him. It's a big scam.
It's a big scam. We don't do that.
So what people should be doing is checking out the Better Business Bureau and checking these things out.
Yes.
And of course, they can give you a call. And I want you to go ahead and give out your number here, Jennifer. And
We're at 916-333-5336. We're right here local, across from the Arden Fair Mall.
And you got a website.
And we're at www.sill, S as in Sam, ILL, and spelled out, AND, associates.com.
Yep. And so you're one of the good guys.
Yes.
And so if people want debt resolution, they need help. And there are a lot of people out there listening to the show right now, like small business owners and so on. And you're right. Don't let pride get in your way. These are things that are only going to come back and just continue. And you might as well, take action now, get it resolved. Go ahead.
And we're a one-stop shop. So if you come to us, we're very ethical. If we talk to you and find out that your situation isn't the best solution for you, we have other ethical people that we work with, small businesses in the area that we can refer you to. So don't feel that you can't just at least come and question us.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not right, we'll send you somewhere else.
I would suppose you get into situations, too, where, frankly, the best way out is
a bankruptcy.
For someone. Just start anew.
Yeah.
And I know I've even given that advice to people. Look, just reset your life.
And we have ethical bankruptcy attorneys that we work with that will meet with people that shouldn't do a bankruptcy, and they'll send them to us.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not going to work, we're not going to take your fees and pretend like it's going to work. We're going to send you somewhere that's safe.
And that's good to know. And there are good reputable attorneys.
There are.
That really help you.
I have a
close friend, and he's been on the program, before, that's real reputable on that. Kim, let's come back to you and give out your information and what people need to do to get hold of you.
Well, you can reach us in Sacramento at 916-791-8506. We are local as well, so you won't be calling a 20-something in a call center in Fresno if you want HR help. And our website is silvershr.com.
Well, what's also good is that I would imagine you'll come out to the company and you can actually do little training classes or something, or companies can come into you. Or something on HR training and so on? Or you hold classes or something?
Yes,
you had mentioned that.
But we spend a lot of time at client sites. We are in front of them. I don't ever sign a client up without meeting with them first, seeing their workplace. It has to be the right chemistry. This is a quasi-intimate relationship with an HR consultant, so we want to make sure that it's a good fit.
Well, they're going to be possibly telling you things that they don't begin to tell anyone else. These are issues that are between you and the client.
Oh, I know, Mark. The stories I have to tell.
Confidentiality.
We'll talk about a few of those on the air one of these days. So I want to thank both of you for coming in and giving your time and talking about your businesses. And stay in touch. Stay involved. We have the biz meeting coming up. Matter of fact, the breakfast meeting at Hagen Oaks on January 10th. Love to see you there. You should be there.
I'll be there.
Great, Kim. Great. It'd be great. So anyway, we're about out of time. I'm going to be guest hosting the Eric Hogue Capital Hour today from noon to 1. I'm going to be talking about, believe it or not, I'm going to be talking about Mr. Obama. I'm going to give my analysis on this article. Remember when he called the country lazy? I have my own thoughts on that. I'm going to actually get to that on the Capital Hour today. You've been listening to Mark Montgomery on Small Biz Talk Radio, in session on a Small Biz Roundtable, along with Kim Silvers from Silvers HR and Jennifer Dan from Director. Well, she is Director. Client Services for Sill & Associates, Debt Resolution. So join me on the Eric Hogue Show, Capital Hour's guest host today on 1380 KTKZ from noon to 1. Have a wonderful day. Mark Montgomery signing out.